This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future.
Today we have with us...
Betsy Bryant.
And I'm Vicky Marie Buchanan. So, welcome back, Betsy.
Thank you, Vicky.
Last time we were talking about the early days of growing up in Australia and then working through the wartime period and then... As your husband Neil is getting trained into veterinarian work in Australia and then moving to New Zealand and establishing practices here in New Zealand. And you were just off to Scotland when we were finishing. So tell us about that experience. You went to Scotland for Neil to complete a PhD, is that right?
Well, he had to find himself a subject and then... and then do it.
So tell us about that. What?
Well, Neil received this. He was given suggested he apply for one of the foundation jobs out at Mass at the veterinary faculty, which was being set up at that stage.
So this was the brand new faculty for New Zealand.
That's
the veterinary
right.
faculty.
And the first year, as we left for Britain, the first year was just beginning.
Wow.
Here.
Okay. In Palmerston North.
Neil applied and received it, and then we had 6 months in order to move on from sell our practice, and the day that he knew he had the scholarship or bursary was the day our daughter was born, the four boys. So
whoa.
She was celebrated in the little town where we were. Everybody seemed to think they knew her.
In Scotland?
No.
In North Canterbury.
So then we arranged and massaged all the set-up, and we were to go up to Massey for Neil to sign onto the staff of the new veterinary faculty to be due to be back in 3 years in order to be ready to help with lecturing the final year and subsequently other junior years part
right.
of those. But finally decided that Glasgow was where he would like to go for what he wanted, not having yet chosen what he was going to specialise for his PhD. And we sailed out of Auckland in January 1964.
Right.
And we were leaving to go to Scotland to the Glasgow Veterinary School, and we arrived there 6 weeks later.
Oh, right.
On the boat.
Yes.
So anyway, they got there and the first thing we faced was Tuesday, and houses weren't advertised in the papers on Prince Edward was born the week we arrived. I saw on the sandwich boards, and we saw the ad and we saw a house. We went and bought that house, a little wee house for seven of us, and it meant we could get the children straight into school, and our eldest faced 11 plus the following week.
Wow.
However,
wow.
The headmaster took him for his English, which he wasn't too good, but he said his maths was just fine.
Right, right.
So we said, congratulations, New Zealand, little country school, and your boy was doing every bit as much as they were doing.
In Glasgow.
He apparently was.
Right.
So that was a real... Oh, I was very proud of the New Zealand country school they went to. And so we settled there, and we bought this little house, and it was very near the school and the church, and we had a lovely life there. Neil had family that had four, there were four sons a little bit older than us. They'd be 10 years older than us.
Mm.
And one of those families had just gone to London, and we came in as the fourth members of the... And we had so many happy Scottish family reunions and
always
Christmas with them.
Yeah, lovely.
And New Year.
Yes, yeah, lovely.
And we had so many lovely times in Britain. Mm. We didn't have time for many holidays because Neil was busy trying to get that. He got himself... someone told him about a doctor down at the Royal the Western Infirmary in London who was doing, in Glasgow, who was doing research down there that Neil was interested in. He took him in and helped him as well. And so the PhD was done, and a great friendship was set up. His wife had been a Polish woman that had been involved as a small child when the Germans came in with, and they were taken away to a camp over the years, and they didn't see the father all that time. He was separate from them. Yeah. But they met up and again, and they went off to America, and Marie was just such a kindly person that she took everybody under her wings.
Mm.
We had children the same age and the little ones of ours and their biggest ones. And we had another sort of association there, and we've kept in touch until reasonably recently with them. And
that's lovely, isn't it?
And yeah. Different ones in the faculty were just so good to us, and we all shared that Jackie was the only girl, so there seemed to be girls. Marie had two girls, and some of them at the vet faculty had them as well. And I was in hospital and for a week or fortnight, I think, and someone took my baby, and someone said they'd look after the children, but we got help there.
Mm.
Someone came into the house and gave Neil help. He was able to carry on. And then we had a little... They had a little family get together down the street. They'd never had one before, and we had a party and we left, which we thought was lovely. We appreciated it. And
yes,
we found that people were just so kind, and we hadn't heard them out here at all. But we were all able to go off to that, and then we had a chance to go over to the 50th celebrations of the war. This was 1965, which would be 39. I can't remember which it was. Over in France, they were taking people.
Right.
It was from the First World War, and both our fathers had been, and both of us as next of kin were entitled to tickets.
Mm.
But it just we could see it was going to be too difficult with the children.
And right.
People said afterwards, "Why don't you tell us? We demanded the kid." But I thought five was a bit hard.
Yes, yeah.
But there were all sorts of opportunities you had like that.
Yes,
but,
it was
really
a wonderful experience, an enriching experience.
We didn't go for very many holidays, but we found that Neil did a few locums, and that was interesting. It was very different from practice here
because.
Oh, well, the farms were different. Neil didn't get a lot of farm work.
Right.
He got some, but he did these, about three times in Stirling. And Stirling's a lovely city to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all went too, because this place was a great big place, and we all went. And they had a cook there, which they kept on while we were there. But she wouldn't let our children wipe the dishes or...
Well,
our children thought it was great.
I bet they did.
And the children all had farm holidays.
Right.
Richard went to some people that came out to one of our clients in our practice in Canterbury. He went over to a farm in the borders, and they were that was a very big farm with a lot of staff and.
Mm.
I said to Robert, "Did you make your bed?" He said, "Yes," and the person that made the beds always undid mine and did it again. And he went and helped to get some cattle. He would have been about 14 at the time, 14 or 15. Helped the cattle get ready for the show, and there were photos and a story about who's going.
Yeah.
Another one went up to an island. The Highlands are very... a very humble farm up there, and he used to go up there. They were also people that we'd met and entertained out here when they were the boys working. That family came back to see us too. And he used to go up there each year and loved that. And the third one, who's now a vet himself, used to go down to the farm where they produced the milk which was delivered. They had the cows themselves, they milked the cows, they pasteurised the milk, they delivered it, they did the lot. And at about 6 o'clock in the morning, you'd hear our front gate go click at the weekends and holidays. Stuart was off to the farm, and they had the gypsies living down behind them. And one day Stuart came home, and one of the gypsy girls was with him, and she said, "Mr. Paul's not home. This boy works so hard. I've decided he needs some potatoes." Oh, they grew potatoes. He brought up this little bag of, a half, like a 7 kg, I suppose.
Right.
Potatoes. She said, "I think," you know, I said, "well, we really can't make that decision." Anyway, I thought, what are we going to do about this? I didn't want to let the gypsy girl get into trouble.
No.
And she was saying, "I don't think Mum will let you." Anyway, I said, I gave Stuart some money and said to him, "Now you tell Mr. Paul that your mother wanted potatoes and the gypsy girl decided she'd bring them up and just to pay him when we saw him." And then I don't think she ever got into trouble. I don't think he ever saw him.
No.
And then the youngest one used to go to the family. The son lived out near Stirling. He used to go out there for weekends quite often. They had a boy just a wee bit younger than him, and he'd go home with, Jean would say, "Andrew, you can come now as you're ready at 7 to come back with me." Whoa. Andrew said, "I was always ready at 7. And Jackie didn't have any of those, but she, when I was in hospital, she was away for that fortnight with other people. So they all had a family that really cared about them. We've seen quite a few of them their children. The families that were related, that they, Neil and the boys of those families, grandmothers were sisters. We found out years later through someone going to a funeral of someone we stayed with in Scotland that Neil did work with. And we went from them to this family. They had never met these two people. They went to a funeral some years later, and both lot kept in touch with them, and they said, we're talking relatives, and Margaret said, I don't know where my father's relation is, and Herbert said, "I do. Neil Brewer in New Zealand." She said, "It can't be, he's our friend." And this was the person that Neil was working professionally with. Why? And that they and Neil told them who people were in photos.
All sorts of things they
didn't know themselves.
Yes, very special.
Isn't it a funny thing?
Very special. What a special time there.
Three grandparents, three grandmothers.
Yeah.
All together.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you came back, so you had to leave that wonderful experience.
But the last thing that happened to us there, I think, was we got caught in the shipping strike, and so they had no way to get us home. Robert was due back to Boys High. They were booked into Boys High, the two oldest ones.
Palmerston Boys High.
And the shipping strike was on. This would be 1967.
And they were on strike for, was it pay or was it conditions?
I don't know what it was for, but the ships were running 3 months late.
Oh, gosh.
So we were due back in February, we weren't going to be until June. So I said to Robert boldly, poor little 15-year-old, I said, "Would you like to stay in Glasgow to finish the year, or would you like to fly home early at the beginning?" Oh, he said, "Send me home first." He loved it there, but he didn't think he wanted to be left
no,
there.
No, 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 not when all the families
know,
come
coming home.
Mm.
Anyway, New Zealand House had tickets, had seats for people who needed to get back to a certain time.
Right.
Quite a few people got home
right.
that way.
Yeah.
So we ended up being 3 months coming home
right.
early.
Right.
Neil's graduation had to be pushed forward, and because they did this at the last minute, the dean of the faculty, Sir William Wipers, went down. This man's been here, come with the biggest family from the farthest away we've ever had. He goes through, and so Neil had 4 days warning that he was going to graduate because of that, had to put it forward.
Right.
And so they gave us 10 tickets.
Wow.
They were finished, you know.
Yeah,
you know, probably
yeah,
were tickets
yeah,
left over.
Yeah.
So the relations came, they took us out, and we all had, Robert and Richard came, the others didn't.
Mm.
And so we'd had a great time, really.
Mm.
Someone lent us a car after our car had gone down to London.
Mm.
We could put her back on the ship. And someone lent us a car, and then quite a few came down to see us off. It was my birthday.
Aww.
And so they came up to Glasgow Station to
aww,
see us off again.
Oh, how nice. Oh, very, very special. So, wow, after all that, then coming back to Palmerston North, so
yes.
Did you have a house already?
No,
or?
But Des Fielden had got us a motel. Des was in the charge of Neil's, the department
right,
that Neil had gone
right.
into. And they'd got us a house here.
Right.
Got us into a motel round in Linton Street.
Right.
And we were only there 2 or 3 days and we bought a house.
Right.
Or we might have bought it on the second or third day. We might have been a fortnight
right.
before we got
right.
in.
But you had a house to
but,
go...
Well, Massey did that. They,
yeah.
They
yeah.
did that to get
yeah.
people started.
Yeah. And kids settled back into
well,
school?
Well, we were lucky because when we went to Britain, they skipped 6 months.
Ooh. Yeah.
So when they came back, they had 6 months repeat, which was just great as they got into...
Yeah.
Robert got... He went into the third year of high school. Yes, he did school cert or did he, so next year. No, he must have done school cert that
right.
year.
Right,
And
right.
his subjects worked, didn't he? He had more subjects in Britain
right.
than here.
Right, yeah.
But he was able to... organ that
right.
dropped off Latin
right.
history, and then he
yeah.
went back and Richard, I think, might have started high school that year. So
busy time for you through all this going on and establishing the practice and supporting people and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
running
well, we
it, you're bringing. You happen to be bringing up five children, as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But coming back was all right because Neil had none of, you know. The job was going into it. He didn't have to organise that.
Right, right.
I mean, that's what he...
Yeah, yes, that was all done.
Took
yeah,
up for that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's applicable to what
so did life settle down a little bit more for you, or did you prefer that big pace of the Edinburgh
well,
life?
It wasn't a sort of a pace, really. It was... The practice was... Practice was the busiest part
yes,
of the yeah, really.
Yes.
Because Neil was on his own for almost all that time.
So you were a team really working... through
yes.
it, doing it together.
But in those days, of course, people knew that you didn't work 7 days a week, and they were very good. He did work at the weekends, but, you know, life, that it wasn't as difficult as it probably is now. Things are open every day of the week now, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, yeah, they
and
are.
And it's expected
yeah.
to be.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so... It seemed to work, and the kids seemed to be able to do things as well. They could answer the phone, and
yeah, yes.
I mean, they didn't unless I wasn't there. But they did if I wasn't there.
They had
did.
The confidence
and
to do
did.
That.
Oh,
yeah.
yes. Mm. Well, we made sure they were set. There was only the two older ones that ever there.
Yeah.
The others
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
I think life was a bit easier in that direction
yeah.
in those
yeah.
days. It was
yeah.
busy, but. It was we got a radio telephone. We were there when
yeah,
we were there.
Yes.
Until then, I had a system with people in different places that could I got to know the roads where people were down, a lot of them. And people would put out a flag or something for you to let him know that he didn't have to come back. He could go to Wellington, to Chevet, was 32 miles away, not Kate, and have something to go straight back to.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
But people could very often did for me that job. I got to know them. They used to invite us out, but, you know, Sunday lunch and things. And
yes, it sounds very much a community, quite a tight community,
and supportive.
Very supportive. And the children, you were saying that your children, when they went over to Glasgow, that they were up there with all their education. Coming back, was it easy for them to slot into the New Zealand system again?
Well, they were a bit lucky because I remember that the mass business, there were two ways of mass at some stage.
Yes,
Well, they went to Glasgow and struck what they had here, and when they came back, they got again struck in. And I mean, that was, you went into whatever form, I don't understand it, but they went back, they didn't have to change anything like that.
That's great.
And Neil had said from the beginning that he would only go somewhere where he could get the children into the same system of education.
Yeah.
We felt that we couldn't risk their opportunities.
Yeah.
It wasn't fair on children to do that. And it seemed, if you could do, it worked out that the systems were just very similar.
Yeah, which is great, isn't it? So you were here then from 1960s?
67 till Neil retired in 1980.
Whoa.
Eight, I suppose. Whoa. Something
so,
like that.
And you'd gone from running the shows because it was private practice and all that sort of thing. What did you do when Neil was on and off with a career at Massey and developing the Massey campus? What happened to you in your life?
Well, I'd always worked with him, and it seemed to be like the things he'd like me to do. And then he had a lot of postgraduate students,
Maastricht
or PhDs.
Right.
He had a lot of them. And some of them, English was their second language. And one in particular was an Iraqi, and we got to know them. Neil first met them. She was sitting out at Massey in a chair and very pregnant, standing out at Massey. And Neil saw her when he was out there working. He said, she was very pregnant. Well, she had twins a few weeks later. Said, excuse me, I'll get you a chair. And he went and gave her a chair, got a chair, and met her somewhere else. And that started the friendship, and she was a veterinarian, he was a veterinarian.
Right.
And they'd come here, and she had a job. He had to do it the last couple of years of his veterinary degree again. You know how many courses you do have to do.
Right.
And he had. She didn't. I don't know why she didn't, but they both trained in. I don't remember now. Anyway, we became very involved with them, and when they got their citizenship, we were their guests with their children. We were their New Zealand grandparents, really. Neil was in, and I used to go and help him with his English.
Right.
And because we became very friendly, I corrected him when we were just on our own. I always corrected. I asked him first when I got to know him if he minded if I got him that he spoke the idiom.
And he
was a quick learner on those things.
Right.
He was trying to do the last these 2 years of his training again. and she was working full time.
Right.
And he did this, so we got him through. And then one or two others, I did help them with their English. And so I spent quite a bit of time with people, two or three of those people, and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes.
And I think it helped them. Well, I know that it did help them.
Well, and there's that teamwork going through too, isn't it? Working with that and meeting people's needs, and it changes, but it's you've been there as a very,
well,
very important part.
Well, I know funeral looked at me and laughed. He said, I always called my PhD Betsy's PhD. I saw Nora Betsy, but I saw them there. Which were you? And you enjoy that, the younger people, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that you do like.
Yeah, you do, you do. And it's about people and it's giving. And but what a lovely legacy, too, that you and Neil have built together, and what you've got here in Palmerston North.
Yes, well, Neil's mother came to live with us when we came back. She went to us to... We suggested she came with us because she'd been to school in Glasgow on two occasions.
Wow.
Her father was a builder and been a stonemason that came out from there. And he took them back as he got very successful as a master builder.
Wonderful.
Took them home to school. So these were people whose families...
Yes.
Had been involved one generation, two generations before.
Yeah.
And she lived with us, and for the 10 years that she lived afterwards.
Yeah.
She went to Australia to Neil's brother. He said, if you're thinking of taking Mum to Glasgow, forget it. She'll come to us here while you're away.
Right.
And so she had 3 years there, back with them.
Yeah.
Over them in Australia, and then came back to us when we got back. And
great.
Lived with us till just the last.
Wonderful, wonderful legacy that you've left.
Well, I think it's time that I've got something I've wanted to say for a long time, but you can't do it till it's 75 years, because it isn't 75 years till it is. And I would like to say, for the since I arrived here in February 1951, I've had 75 years of a wonderful, happy time, and if Neil was still alive, 75 years of marriage to a wonderful people. Thank you to all my Kiwi friends.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.